This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 31st. God's word for you today is in faith. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 2, and it says, "Faith is the assurance of things you have hoped for, the absolute conviction that there are realities you've never seen. It was by faith that our forebears were approved." Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Now that we know what faith is and how to grow in faith, the next question is, how can I be aligned with God and how can I know God's promises? Where to start to find God's promises 100% is to read the Bible. When you read the Word, then the Word of God comes alive to you. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." God rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Colossians 2 verse 6 to 7 says, "Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with Him. Keep your roots deep in Him. Build your lives on Him and become stronger in your faith as you were taught, and be filled with thanksgiving." What I am saying is, God wants us to live our lives on the truth He is who He says He is. He is in control and He will do what He has promised to do. If you live your life like that, your faith will grow from glory to glory. The first thing we see about faith is that faith is higher than hope. The second is that faith is a response to God's promises. Faith is not a response to your whims and caprices. Faith is not a response to your wild imaginations. Faith is a response to God's promises. So how do you grow your faith? First, evaluate the foundation of your faith. "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Second, live your life trusting God's promises. If you are reading this and you are not really a believer, you have never really given your life to Jesus. However, you want to give your life to Jesus because you now know that faith is a response to who God is and what He has promised. If you want to respond to who God is today, wherever you are, as a sign of faith, raise your hand and put it back down. God sees you. Father, we pray for everyone that is surrendering to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that you release your light upon them, change their lives completely, and let your name alone be glorified. Let's take some time to say to the Lord, "Father, help my faith grow." You can actually ask God to help your faith grow. You can ask God to help you increase your faith. Let us pray. Father, help my faith to grow and be rooted firmly in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.